Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will read from the Book of the Law of God, that is the AVB, the Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version. There's a question in Isaiah 40, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Who hath instructed God? Who has showed him the way of understanding?" First Chronicles 22:12. First Chronicles 22:12 says, "To God, only the Lord, give thee wisdom and understanding." And that Lord is the Lord, all caps there. And we know the Lord, all caps, reference now to the papacy, those took part in the writing of crucial scriptures in the AVP. Okay, so who hath showed God the way of understanding, and only the Lord, all caps, give thee God wisdom and understanding. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, Book of Proverbs in chapter 2, verse 5, says this: "Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord," all caps, "and find the knowledge of God." Well, I can give an answer to the question coming from Isaiah, and it is, if the answer is in compliance with that in the Chronicles statement, only the Lord, all caps, gives you wisdom and understanding. Of course, it is evident in the things that I put forth and the things that I speak that my understanding has come from the AVB. My understanding has come from the AVV, the Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version. So there's a question also in Job 21:22. Job 21:22. And it asks the question, "Shall any teach God knowledge?" And I must say that God is teachable, and my teachings show that I am teachable. I am one who is teachable. Then he judges those that are high. He judges those that are high. again, I direct you to my teachings. I direct you to the teachings that I have given on this program. I direct you to archives, and there will what I've said thus far with reference to those that are on high. But God is a teachable personality. The Lord Olcaps and his people have called me to do a specific task. The question is, and I ask this question, am I without help? Am I without help? And there's a question set in 2 Kings 9:32. And it says, who is on my side? That's a fair question. Who is on my side? The Lord Olcaps has asked that question, and I can ask that question of myself. Who is on my side? Let's see if God without help. In the book of Genesis 2:18, and again, I turn to these references, these statements, in order to make sure that we have the right reference. Genesis 2:18, and for the purpose of those who are to this, the purpose of giving them an opportunity to speak, what is written in the book of the law of God? What is written in the ABB, the Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version? Okay, Genesis 2:18, the Lord said, I will make him an help meet for him. The question is, who is on God's side? Who is on my side? The Lord Olcaps has said of himself, I will make him, God, a help meet for him, suitable for God. He has said that he himself will make a suitable help, a proper help for God or to God. Okay. I will make thee a suitable help. 1 Samuel 11, verse 9. And we have these words. Somewhere around the middle of the verse, 1 Samuel 11:9. Ye shall have help. Statement coming from the Lord, all caps to God, saying, I shall have help. We will look and see what that help is, what help has been afforded God, and how the Lord Olcaps helps God. What help has he given for God? Okay? I will make him a suitable help. He says to me, the Lord Olcaps says, ye shall have help. Deuteronomy 31:8. We find these words. And the Lord all caps, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The word is to God. The word is to me. The Lord, all caps, he will be with me. He will not fail thee. And this is a solemn vow. This is a promise for God, a promise for God, a promise to God. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Notice the wordings. Neither forsake thee. So he says to me, in addition, fear not, neither be dismayed. Now, he will be with thee. What does the word with mean? What? The word with there means of the same opinions, and it means in support of. Okay? The Lord, all caps, has said, remember that he will make a suitable help for God. And now, the Lord, all caps, says that promises God, saying that he will be with God. He will be of the same opinions of God, and he will be in support of God. He will not fail God, neither forsake God. And the word, fear not, neither be dismayed. I have said that the Bible is a law book, and of course, indeed, that is what it is, a law book. I have set forth the law of the curse. The paper says law of the curse. I have set forth in my writings and on this Law Masters program. Check the archives for the law of the curse. I spoke on it briefly in one of the beginning programs. I have also spoken of the law of Passover, the law of all caps and iniquitous, the law of Passover. Check the archives and the title, look for the word Passover in it. The law of the watch. The Gentiles have been commanded to watch. Watch for what? Watch for the sign of the presence of God on earth. Watch. The Lord, all caps, has commanded the Gentiles. I have, of course, presented the law of God. The law of God. And that's our focus now, the law of God. And in this, we see things, the question is asked in the Bible, what is written in the law? And check the archives. Keyword there would be law in the titles of the episodes that have to do with the law of God, and most, if not all, of the programs have to do with the law of God. Okay, just in some of the programs, some of the titles, the word law is evident in some of the titles, but all of this has to do with the law of God, the law concerning God, the law coming from the Lord, all caps, and his people to and for God. Okay? The Lord, all caps, making God a suitable help, making himself, the Lord, all caps, a suitable help for God. Ye shall have help, 1 Samuel 11:9. And we went to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31:8. Okay, the commandment to the people, the rulers, authorities, powers that be, Deuteronomy 33:7. Deuteronomy 33:7, the commandment to the various individuals, and of course is to the sitting and current pope, is to the rulers, is to the people in general as well, because they all have to do with God. Deuteronomy 33:7 says, be thou an help to him. Be thou a help to him, to God. The commandment coming from Luke 10:35. It is evident, very evident in these things that the Bible is a law book. And I know the Gentiles know that. Those of the papal office know that. But black people have not been aware as a whole that the Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book, though it is used in religion. Perversely, of course, the Bible is a law book. And now we have come to the phase. God has come. God has made himself known and is continuing to make himself and his presence known. And the law of God is in effect. It is in effect. Okay. Luke 10:35. And we find these words, these four words, take care of him. I'm underlining those words. I have not done this before. Take care of the people, the rulers, those of the papal office are commanded to be a help to God, and now they are commanded to take care of him, take care of God. And of course, the current pope that's his main duty. His main duty, that of taking care of God, that of tending to God. And of course, the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, is negligent in his duties thus far. But the commandment says, take care of him, be thou a help to him. Okay. The word, this phrase right here, take care of, it means to be responsible for, to look after, attend to, provide for, protect against trouble, want, etc. Of course, needless to say that the very important responsibility to take care of God, to look after God, be responsible for, provide for God, protect against trouble, want, fear, etc. The word of God is clear. The word of the Lord, all caps, is clear in its instructions to the rulers and those that are on high in regard to the taking care 13. Genesis 16:13, we find these words somewhere around the verse. Thou God seest me. And the Lord all caps asked the question here. Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Have I here, where have I in this book, the book of the law of God, the AVB, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? We've just heard the commandment, be a help to God, and the commandment, take care of God. The Lord all caps giving specific instructions to the rulers, the people, those that are on high. And he asked this question, has he also here looked after him that sees? This is a looking after God. This is a providing for provisions that the people are to do, carry out in the support, maintenance, and furtherance of God. The law is a very help. The law is in support of God. And that's what we have here in the AVB. Have I here in the AVB look after him that steal me? And I certainly say the answer to that question is yes. Delegated, the Lord has delegated responsibility to those that are on high. And as I said, all the people have a responsibility to God. All may not have the same responsibility, but all have responsibility to God. All the Gentiles have to do with God. They all have part in the matter of the taking care of God, providing for God, tending to God, serving God, worshiping God, praying to God, communicating with God. And if I didn't say it, of course, obeying God, fearing God. They all have a part in the matter concerning God. All right, we're moving on. Two things here. The statement says these. It says, as thou God seest me, and it says, it speaks of him that seeth me. How does God see the Lord all caps? The Lord God is expected, well, not the Lord God, but God, I, myself, am expected to see the Lord all caps in the person of the current Pope, the sitting Pope, Pope Benedict XVI. Therefore, I call for him to come to me. Remember the question set in Psalm 42. The Lord all caps asked, when shall I come and appear before the living, before God? When shall I, the current Pope, the sitting Pope, come and appear before God? And I responded to the question, and I put out an order for Pope Benedict XVI to come to my house, the house of God, the place where God lives, and in order to appear before God. And that was to take place October 17th of the last year, 2010. And of course, the Pope failed to appear before God. But that's what these little statements mean. Thou God seest me, and the phrase, the statement, Thou God seest me, and the phrase, Him that seeth me, God is to see the Pope. And in the law, it is written that men come to God. Okay. So that is a very applicable question. Have I also here in the AVB looked after him that seeth? It is the Lord, all caps, who has said, worship God. It is the Lord, all caps, who has commanded those that are on high and the people, the Gentiles, to serve God continually. It is the Lord, all caps, who has commanded the Gentiles to worship God, to fear God, that is, and to keep his commandments. And of course, it is the Lord, all caps, that said to those same, take care of him, be a help to him. Of course, it is the same Lord God who has said, if there is any appeal, he has said, whatsoever God has said to do it. It is the same Lord God who has said in John chapter 2, whatsoever he said to you, do. Whatsoever God says to you, do it. Okay. And of course, it is the same Lord God who has given the order for the Pope and those that are on high and all the people to render to God the things that are God's. Okay? And we have been talking about that, and we will continue to talk about it until those things have been done. The law of God said, Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. In the book of Daniel, it is written, and I might turn to it quickly here, the book of Daniel, and speaking of the law of God, we have the law stated in Revelation 17:17. The words of God shall be fulfilled, and we have that in Daniel 11:36. For that is determined shall be done. Then we have a statement that says, the words of our God shall stand forever. Okay. So back to where we were, getting back to where we were. The Pope has failed to appear before God. Therefore, God has not seen him yet. The scripture says, Thou God seest me. The law says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. That statement must be fulfilled, and it must be fulfilled in the current Pope, Pope Benedict XVI. Thou God seest me. And the phrase at the end of Genesis 16:13, him that seeth me. It is God that is to see. the Pope and fulfill the statement in here in Genesis 16:13, thou God seest. Okay. And we have a second thing here in the law of God. There is help for God, and I just spoke on those on that. In the law of God, there is evident help for God. Psalm 28:7, and I try to stay close to my microphone. Psalm 28:7. Somewhere around the middle of the verse, these three words, I am help. I am help. The law of God is set for the defense of God, the support of God, the maintenance of God, the continuance of God, the furtherance of God, the teaching of God. I am helped. I am helped with the crucial scripture of the AVB. I am helped by the word of the Lord. In the word of the Lord, all caps, there is help for God. I am helped. But the people have a duty also. As I have said, the people have obligations that they must fulfill. As concerns God, but I am helped. I cannot deny the fact that the law is set for the help of God. I am helped in the law. So I can say to the people, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Obey the word of the Lord, and let us get on with the business of God. When we get on with the business of God, we are getting on with the business of the Lord all caps. This is a very important time we are living in. We're living in the time when Bible, crucial Bible content is being fulfilled. And we can even see those now who are frustrating the fulfillment of Scripture with their disobedience. We see that also. But we see clearly in the things that I have done, the things I have set forth on this program and the various episodes, the many episodes of Lawmaster's program, that scripture, crucial scripture, is being fulfilled. This is the time of fulfillment of crucial scripture, of the AVB, of the Authorized Version Bible. So, let's get on with the business of God. Enthusiastically, let's get on with the business of God, doing that which we have been instructed to do. I said, I am teachable. And remember, we're talking about a law that has come from the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles. Okay? talking about a law. The law must be fulfilled. The law must be carried out to fulfill the law. Obey the law. Do that which is right. Obey the law. Obey the law of God. The Gentiles talk about being God-fearing people. Obey the law of God. And I'm talking to all the people. I'm talking to all the people. You see the evidence of God. You see Scripture being fulfilled. You see me doing the things the Bible says God will do. What is that holding you back from connecting with God, getting in touch with God, communicating with God, helping God, working with God? What's stopping you? The law is clear. So, I am helped. And just as, let me say it like this, the Lord, all caps, need you to do for God what you have been commanded to do. The Bible says the Scriptures must be fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Crucial Scriptures. Okay. We went to Psalm 28:7. I am helped by the law, and I must be helped by the people, those having the obligation, having obligation having to do with God. Psalm 118:13. Psalm 118:13. The Lord, all caps, helped me. The statement says, the Lord helped me. Now, is the Lord himself helping? The Lord has provided a help for me. The statement here says, the Lord helped me. And that is speaking about the current Pope helping God. Thus far, the current Pope has not done anything that I can see to help God. Okay. And we can also, I think about the question, what is truth? What is truth? We read the statement, I, God, myself, am helped. How am I helped? I am helped having the law. I am helped. Helped. Okay. But what is truth in this statement? The Lord all caps helped me. The Lord all caps in the Pope. Pope Benedict XVI has not done anything I can see to help yet. And remember this, that he is the Lord all caps, or the Pope is given space or time to repent. He failed to appear before God as he was duly summoned by God. That was in October when he failed to appear. We are now here a few months later. I yet haven't heard a word from the papal office. truth, the Pope has not helped me yet. The Pope is not fulfilling his responsibilities. He's not carrying out his requirements. Those are requirements that concern him. So that was Psalm 118, verse 13. That scripture must be fulfilled. Psalm 118, 13, the Lord, all caps, kept me. That is a scripture that the Pope, Pope Benedict XV, must fulfill. He has an obligation to fulfill that statement. Second Kings 9:32, we read that, so I will ask the question again. So who is on my side? Those words were written by the Lord, all caps. He asked, who is on his side? Now, where are we today? If you are on the Lord, all caps, side, then you are doing what the Lord, all caps, has commanded you to do. If you are on the Lord, all caps, back now, then you are also on God's back now. You cannot be on one side and against the other. With regard to the papal word, the word of the Lord, all caps, in the AVB, you cannot be on the Lord, all caps, and against God. Neither can you be on God's back, my back, and against the word of the Lord, all caps. I've said before, the word of the Lord, all caps, is superior to Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict XVI is subject to the word of the Lord, all caps, in the crucial scriptures. Pope Benedict is not superior to, he is inferior to the word of the Lord. He either obeys the word of the Lord, all caps, or he disobeys it. But he is not superior, neither is equal to the word of the Lord, all caps, in the AVB. He is subject to the law, just as anyone else is. The Pope is subject to the law of God. He is subject to the law of the Lord, all caps, and the people. Okay? And keep in mind this, that I, God, have repealed or canceled the law of Passover. It is time now to speak out in defense of truth and support of truth, in defense of God and support of God, in defense of the crucial word of the Lord, the law of God, in the AVP. It is time to stand up and support and fulfill your obligations. Obligations have to do with the law of God. In the law of silence, the Gentiles were commanded to be quiet, be still. Now, by the word of God, the Gentiles are commanded to not be silent, but to speak out, stand up for the word of God, stand up for God, support God, support crucial scripture by obeying crucial scripture, and being one who obeys the law and fears God. If you fear the Lord, all caps, you fear God. You stand with the law of God. You stand with that which is true, that which is true. You stand with that which is right. And that which is good. Okay. So, who is on my side? Who is on the Lord all caps side? And when I say it like that, who is on the Lord all caps side? I'm speaking about the Lord all caps side as having to do with the written word of the Lord all caps. The law of God. The law of the Lord. Psalm 19. Psalm 19:7 says this: the law of the Lord, all caps, is perfect. We have the law of the Lord, all caps, in the law of God. Is it perfect? The law has to be fulfilled. It has to be carried out. Okay. What is the law of God? I say it again, the law of God, Revelation 17:17. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Daniel 11:36, that is determined, shall be done. And I'm speaking of things that have been determined. Like the statement in Psalm 118, verse 13, the Lord, all caps, helped me. That's the thing that's already been determined, that the Lord, all caps, will help God, that the sitting pope, the Lord, all caps, and the sitting pope will help God. It's already been determined. So this statement, the Lord all caps helped me, that's a word of God. That's a word concerning God. What the law says, the words of God shall be fulfilled, the words concerning God shall be fulfilled, and the words coming from God shall be fulfilled. Both ways, both of them. So this statement in Psalm 118, verse 13, the Lord all caps helped me, is a thing which must be fulfilled. It has already been determined that that will happen. The scriptures must be fulfilled, the crucial scriptures concerning God. Okay, and we went from there to Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. Fulfillment is a part of the law. Fulfillment is a part of the law. In my view, the law that calls for certain things to be done is not complete until those things have been done that it calls for. Samuel 10:11. Okay, 1 Samuel 10:11. What does it say? Okay. I'm looking at that statement, and I don't see anything. Oh, that moved him before. I don't see anything that is relevant. So, I'll dismiss that. I'll just leave that alone right now. Okay. But the statement says, we have a statement in John that says the same thing, and the statement says that it's a statement where the Lord, all caps, promises to come to God. And I have given you that statement before. Okay, I see here in John 17:11, but midway the verse, four words, I come to thee, Holy Father. I come to thee, Holy Father. Okay. Nevertheless, God, Lord God, has promised God that he will come to God. And that is set in John 14:18, a solemn vow, a promise, I will come to you. That is the word of the Lord, all caps, to me. I will come to you. How will he come to me? He will come to me in the current sitting pope. All right? Okay. Now, 1 Samuel 14:40. We have these five words. Be ye, it's a commandment. Be ye on one side. The Gentiles, the people are instructed, commanded to be on one side. Be on one side. As I've said, you cannot be on the side of the Lord, all caps, with regard to crucial scripture and against God. If you are on the side of the Lord, caps, with regard to and as concerns the crucial scriptures, the law of God, then you're also on the side of God. You're also on God's side. You can't be on one side without being on the other side also. On the other side also. Be ye on one side. If you are not on the side of the Lord, all caps, with regard to and as concerns crucial scriptures, then you are not on God's side. If you are not on God's side, then you are not on the side, you are not on the Lord, all caps, side, as concerns crucial scriptures. Be ye on one side. of the commandment that says, be ye therefore followers of God. And if you are indeed a follower of God, then you are also a follower of the Lord, all caps, as concerns crucial scriptures, the law of God. Cannot be on one side and against the other. It's impossible. Okay, I see we have 3 minutes remaining. So let's move on. So that's a commandment. Remember, be on one side. Another commandment that I have presented today, and not for the first time, take care of God. That's a commandment. And another commandment, be thou a help to him. Be thou a help to God. These are commandments to the people, to the rulers, to the papacy. Those are the papal office. Those are commandments to those individuals. Okay, this is written Psalm 121, verse 5. The Lord, all caps, is thy keeper. Okay. The Lord, all caps, is thy keeper. Psalm 121, verse 5. Keeper, definition, one who looks after, watch over, tends. Look after means to take care of. The Lord is thy keeper. That's a statement that must be fulfilled in the current sitting Pope, Pope Benedict XVI. The Lord is thy keeper. Remember, he has been given time to repent, to get it right, and fulfill his obligation to God and to the law. And to the Lord all caps. This is a statement that must be fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. That is determined shall be done. This has been determined. The Lord is God's keeper. The Lord all caps is God's keeper. A thing that has been determined. That is determined shall be done. Okay. Now, here are a few other things. I'm going to skip down here. Okay. Here is a scripture that I'll do this next week or maybe some other day. Luke 10:42. Luke 10:42. One thing is needful. Just those words. Those four words. One thing is needful. What is the... And this is a thing written in the law of God. One thing is needful. The question is, what is the one thing that is needful? Well, let's look at what we do have. We have the law of God. We have the law concerning God. In the law concerning God, the Lord all caps and his people called for God. They call for God. They call for God to come and reign over them. They admit to God, they confess to God, saying, this is a confession from the Lord all caps, saying to God, I and my people are wicked. Break it down, the Lord all caps and his people are wicked. That's what the Lord, all caps, confesses to God. All right? And they have this law. John 19:7. But remember that statement in Luke 10:42. One thing is needful. John 19:7. All right. John 19:7. Just these words right here. These four words. We have a law. That's an admission by the papacy and the Gentiles. We have a law. Okay? Now, Romans 7. Romans 7:21 says this. Another four words. Find then a law. What have I done? I have found the law of God in the AVD. Okay. They have a law. I have found that law. And in finding that law, here's what I've done. And I read this scripture earlier. Here's what I have done in finding the law of God. What did I do? In finding the law of God, I did that which is written in Proverbs 2:5, I found the knowledge of God. In my finding the law of God that has come from the papacy and the Gentile, I found the knowledge of God. All right. Mark that statement as fulfilled. It is actually true. I have found the knowledge of God. Just those words. Find the knowledge of God. Mark that as fulfilled by God. It is fulfilled in me. I have found the knowledge of God. And I have carried out the commandment in Romans 7:21, which says, find then a law. Mark that as fulfilled. I have done what it said. I found the law. I found the law of God, the law concerning God. I also found the law of the Passover. I also found the law of the papacy's curse against black people. Okay? But our focus of interest now, our focus is the law of God. Okay? So they have admitted in the crucial word in the law that they have a law, and that they is the papacy and the Gentiles. They have a law. I've identified that law. Proverbs 6:21. What is that law? 6:21 says this. Four words. The law is light. We have a law. The law is light. And what does light mean? Light means knowledge. We have a law. The law is knowledge. And what does that knowledge concern? Our focus? That knowledge concerns God. The knowledge of God. Okay. One thing is needful, though. We have the law of God. We have the knowledge of God, that knowledge which is about God, that knowledge which is concerning God. But one thing is needful. What is the one thing that is needful? Matthew 19:26. Here we have, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. what is the one thing that is needful? God. God is the one thing that was needful. The law of God and the knowledge concerning God has been in the Bible all of these years. What was needful was God. What was needful is God. Now, God has come. The Gentiles now have a law. They have a law having the knowledge of God. They have a law of God, a law concerning God, having to do with God. Now they have God. God is present here on earth. Now, the one thing that was needful was God. They have God in me. The papacy has, we could say, appointed me God. The papacy and has given me power and authority to reign over the Gentiles. So now we have a full package. We have a law concerning God. We have God. And we know who God is. Now, it is necessary that the Pope, the Gentiles, carry out their responsibilities and obligations. Now, it is necessary that those saints fulfill the law and do the things that they have been commanded to do. Those things can be done now. One thing they have been commanded to do is this. And I, earlier in this program, I called out some things that they were commanded to do. Fear God. Keep the commandments of God. Serve God. Worship God. Obey God. Okay. Now, but they have also been commanded to do this thing. Mark 12:17. Mark 12:17. This is an order to those that are high, to all the Gentiles, to the rulers, presidents, kings, queens, princes, governors. This is the commandment. Render to God the things that are God's. Render to God the things that belong to God. That can be done now. I am here. God is here. That order can be carried out. That order, the scripture says, must be carried out. The scripture must be fulfilled. Now, render to God the things that are God. What is one thing that belongs to the Lord God? One thing, we can use that as an example. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 22:1. First Chronicles 22:1, let me say that again, try to keep my mic close to me. First Chronicles 22:1 says this. This is the house of the Lord God. Lord, all caps there. This is the house of the Lord, all caps. First Chronicles 22:1. When it says, this is the house of the Lord, all caps, God, what house is it speaking of? It is speaking of this house. This is the house that belongs to the Lord God, the Lord, all caps. The house is the apostolic palace, Rome. The Apostolic Palace is also called the Sacred Palace, and the Papal Palace, or the Palace of the Vatican. The Apostolic Palace in Rome is the official residence of the Pope in the Vatican City. Also, there are the Lateran Palace and the Castel Gandolfo outside Rome. And I may have mispronounced that word, Gandolfo, outside Rome. Okay? But those are places or houses of the Lord God, the Lord all caps. Now, the order says, render to God the things that are God's. These are things belonging to God that must be rendered to God in me. The Apostolic Palace. The Lateran Palace and the Castel Gandolfo outside of Rome. Those things are to be rendered to God in me. So, what is the message here? The message is the things of God are mine, and that must be realized. Remember the statement here in Mark 12:17, must be fulfilled, the scriptures must be fulfilled, the words of God shall be fulfilled, that is determined shall be done. What has been determined here? This has been determined, that the powers that be, the Pope, the rulers, and all others concerned, they are to render the things belonging to God, to God. The law will not change. The determination has been made. And the law is that is determined, shall be done. All right, I invite you to tune in to this program, Lawmaster, Law of God program, again next Sunday.